July 4, 1917. All the pains of the creatures were suffered before by Jesus. One who lives the divine will is together with Jesus in the tabernacle. Continuing in my usual state, I was feeling a little and suffering, and my adorable Jesus came and placed himself in front of me. It seemed that between me and Jesus there were many electric wires of communication, and he told me, "My daughter, each pain which the soul suffers is one additional communication that the soul acquires. In fact, all the pains that the creature could suffer were suffered before by me, in my humanity, and took their place in the divine order. And since the creature cannot suffer them all together, my goodness communicates them little by little. And in doing so, the chains of union with me keep growing. This, not only for the pains, but for all the good that the creature can do. In this way the links of connection between me and her develop." Another day I was thinking to myself about the good that other souls receive by being in front of the Most Blessed Sacrament, while I, poor one, was deprived of it. And Blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, one who does my will is with me in the tabernacle, and shares in my pains, in the coldness, in the irreverences, and in all that the very souls who were in my sacramental presence do. One who does my will must excel in everything, and the place of honor is always reserved for her. Therefore, who receives more good, one who is before me, or one who is with me? I do not tolerate even one step of distance, nor division of pains or of joys between me and one who does my will. I may keep her on the cross, but always with me. This is why I want you always in my will, to give you the first place inside my sacramental heart. I want to feel your heart palpitating in mine, with my own love and pain. I want to feel your will in mine, which, multiplying in everyone, may give me the reparations of all, and the love of all in one single act. And I want to feel my will in yours, which, making your poor humanity my own, may raise it before the majesty of the Father as my continuous victim.